All right, After Buzz, we're here to talk Insecure. Lawrence is back, and we got a messy baby shower. Let's go.
You're tuned in to After Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
I'm curious how they like got this song, because it just came out.
So,
how is it already in the show?
It's movie magic, guys. I don't know. I can't explain it.
I don't know. And I feel like they have like a plug with somebody that's like, whatever's like the new, like...
the hot stuff, like, hey, drop this next episode.
Their music department is extremely lit. Welcome to After Buzz, everybody. We're here to talk Insecure, episode 7, Ready Like. Overall thought, I'm your host, Khalil Abubu. Let's introduce everybody.
I'm so excited to be here today. My name is Louisa Shar. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Louisa Shar.
Hey guys, it's Marielle Turner.
All right, so we can jump right into it. Obviously, I was ready, extra ready.
Extra ready.
Growing pains, like life is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Baby on the way. Issa getting ghosted and just all these things.
Man,
it's like, why?
I feel like I was pleasantly surprised by this episode. I was expecting a lot more mess and just like unnecessary Issa Lawrence dynamics, but it was just, it was lovely.
It was nice. I was worried for nothing.
Right. Yeah. And I just want to take this time to shout out Khalil's shirt right here.
Right there.
If y'all don't know, he is rocking the Lawrence
That's
blue.
Right. That's right.
And I mean, come on, guys.
Lawrence hot, baby. Out here.
He's been busy. Lawrence has
right.
been
busy. You got to give him a round of applause for that
he's
one.
He's got his shit together now.
Not really.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
We had a little bit of mix up, but you know, can't win them all. It's like... all right. But yeah, so since we're on the topic. Okay, speaking of Lawrence, thoughts?
You know, single life.
Yeah.
Out here doing his thing.
Not being careful.
Not yet. You know, it's you know, in the
it's
moment.
Right. It's not, I mean, well, okay. I'm glad that they showed him, I want to say, I'm just happy they showed that he's progressed in like a beneficial way. Outside of him getting chlamydia, which is unfortunate.
Right.
But you know, it seems like he's having a good time and
having fun.
If you're single, if you're a single 32-year-old grown up with your own place.
Doing this thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, just wrap it up. That's all.
And they was throwing it at him. He'd be somewhere and giving a little smile.
Like, oh my God, I know. I was like, Lawrence, you're
I see you out here, family. Okay. I need to get like you.
Yeah.
dang, you winning. I was happy to see him. I'm glad to see him. I know he's kind of feeling like he should be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And then what is his name? Oh boy. That's always drinking.
Chad?
Not the dad.
Chad.
Oh. yes. Him and wifey are done.
He cheated on her, strippers and all that.
Saw that coming.
He's a bad influence. We all know that. Always promoting.
I love him. He's great.
He's hilarious.
As an actor, he's so funny and so good, but at the same time, he's just not good vibes for Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know? And
I think he is a little bit. I mean, he's definitely messier than Lawrence.
Yeah.
But I think we all have that friend.
I was just about to say that. Like,
a little more out there than us.
Yeah. I was going to say, from the male perspective, like, we all have that friend.
Everyone does.
And it just, you just kind of, some you need it. Some, you, low key, you kind of need that voice.
Oh, you need the wild friend.
You need
like,
the wild friend.
Just do it. Yeah.
Yes.
Out here.
And I'm not saying listen.
Yeah, right there.
I'm not saying listen, but I'm just saying it's helpful to just have that other perspective.
Okay.
It's also good to have that friend to say no. Like, don't even go there. You know, don't even entertain that thought.
Yeah.
You know?
But Chad is not that friend.
Yeah, best of both worlds.
There we go.
Yeah. I was happy to see them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice and it's weird, right? Because I'm very much was like, oh, Issa needs to move forward. But I also feel like they have so much growth individually that maybe in
try again.
Time, make not now. We still gonna let the you know let her see how she is
let's
without
see how,
him.
Let's see how Nathan
but like,
does.
Right, exactly. Yeah, let's see how Nathan you know, does. But then, sometimes when you both grow apart, that gives you the opportunity later down the line to come back as better people. So
yeah,
I don't know.
And then I really appreciated the moment she had with, I forget who she was talking to, but it was like, I think I'm over him.
Yeah!
With Molly.
Yeah, yeah.
We all say that. And then something just creeps up and we're like, no, I didn't think that.
I believed her.
Yeah, I believed her too. Yeah.
And I think we'll see.
If they are to get back together, I think that's also kind of necessary. Like, they both had to have made peace, like, with their past. Mm-hmm. And say, like, okay, I'm over this, and it would almost be like a new relationship.
And he still cares about her. He defended her honor.
I was just going to say, I like how Lawrence, said, she did a whole movie.
She's not a hoe. She just did some whole shit.
Exactly.
Which is true.
Or I think at the very least, they could be friends or friendly.
Yeah.
And in a perfect world, that's what you want with your exes. To be able to, wish them the best and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you brought up Nathan, and speaking of Nathan, he kind of, I don't know, we started off and lovey-dovey, is this real? And
I think he got scared in the scene in the bed when he said something like, oh, this is real. In my mind, I'm like, oh, okay. And then he felt like, oh, damn, this is real. What am I getting myself into?
Not only that, all you said was that you really like her. Like, that's third grade.
Right.
I really like you. Like, you didn't say, oh, I love you. Like, they're in their 30s. Right. What does I really like you really mean? Like, you're scared from that.
Obviously, no, you in your 30s, you say, I really like you. That does mean a lot. Like, low-key, really? Because you're like, I don't like everybody. Like, y'all
no,
cool.
No, I mean, that's true.
You know? Humans are trash.
That's a good point. I feel like, and I was really feeling him, too. Like, I was happy.
Something was off with him, though.
Yeah.
Day one, something was off.
I'm not going to say I called it, but...
So is he purposely ignoring her calls? Can we all agree on that?
That seems to be the case.
Because he called the insurance lady and cleared up the mess
which is weird.
Right?
Why would there be an open investigation about the little fight
he probably made a complaint.
No, the other guy did. Yeah, the guy with the marijuana made a complaint because he beat her up.
Because he got beat up.
Beat him up in the backseat.
But it's like, sir, you walked away. You're good.
Yeah,
fine. You're fine.
So I don't know. That was, I just thought that was weird. But yeah, so now he's ghosting. Oh, any thoughts? God. Anybody been ghosted before? Anybody ghosted somebody else?
A little bit of both.
I've done both.
I think it's life. Human nature is going to happen to everyone. That's how you grow. You either ghost or get ghosted.
But I mean him, like what?
Specifically,
like,
I think... Okay, so the fact that he started ghosting after he was being investigated for assault, I feel like
you
he
got
might
some
be
other
a
shit
felon
going on. Exactly. That's where I was at, too.
I was like, you got some other shit. I didn't go there. Oh.
Because it's like, okay, you up and left Houston, right?
Because of the hurricane
Because of the hurricane. You in L.A. kind of, you don't even know
been told
what
y'all.
He's doing there. And then
so
it's
you
like,
thought that. Okay.
You had the feds like, oh, you beat someone up in the lift. And all of a sudden, he's gone.
All
I don't know.
Sudden.
It's a little sus.
Well, yeah. Even his behavior in the lift, like, you could... He got really angry and just really physical.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I guess you do have a point.
I'm telling you, I liked him. I'm telling you. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
I really liked him.
So, well, sorry.
I know. Sorry. The disappointing men.
Should have stuck with the good guys.
You're right.
I do like Daniel.
Lawrence are both cool. I feel like, but we don't know. Nathan could just, maybe he got caught up in, family stuff going on. Maybe can't be work related.
Even Molly's onto him. Like, Molly knows what's up.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. So we all get together in this one room at the baby shower. Hosted by the Crazy Crew, and Jesus, a.k.a. Tiffany, walks out with a little braid in the flowy, white, pure Virgin Mary dress.
Baptist gown.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, what are you doing? I ain't never been to no baby shower like that. I don't know.
Oh, I have.
Me too.
With like the little
photo shoots.
Yeah, the photo shoots.
The Beyonce.
The Cardi B.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know who the other one. Michael Jackson, maybe? I don't know who that was.
Maybe Mariah Carey? Maybe it was
I don't know. I know one, they said one was Serena, one was B, and then one was Cardi B.
Then the fourth one, I don't know.
Maybe Britney, because Britney has an iconic pregnancy picture, too. Maybe. But I didn't see her actually sitting down.
It was a lot.
I think the joke, guys, was that she, like, made her own, and she was trying to be her own icon.
Beyonce and Serena?
Okay. Cute.
That makes sense, too.
Cute.
Well,
okay. You know. Do you, honey?
Right, you gotta reach for the stars.
There is such a difference between two of her, like, the groups of her friends. And that's why Issa and Kelly, they're upset now.
Yeah, and that's one thing I love, like, in this season. It seems like we're really getting into more of the female dynamic. Right. The friendships between women and kind of the outside characters that we didn't explore the past two seasons. So I'm just love to see the female, like, friendships and the interaction playing out.
Yeah, even fun. Molly, like, we also see a work struggle in her work environment as an attorney.
She creates her own work struggle.
Yeah,
true. Okay. She's never happy anywhere, I know, but still, we still see it.
Yeah. You brought up, that was an interesting point. I was going to bring up the same thing about, like, we seeing more of them as an ensemble, so to speak. And then, like, Tiffany and Kelly, they kind of get into their rift. And then, I don't know, for me, it kind of just, like, went over my head. Like, all right, she had somebody else do it. Like, what's the big deal? Who cares?
Because you're a guy.
Yeah, you're a guy.
Well, yeah,
we get it. I think it's because, you know, Kelly views Tiffany as her best friend, and so she felt very slighted that she didn't think enough of her because she didn't have children to let her throw the party. And honestly, you don't have to have kids to throw a good party. No. Baby shower party, whatever.
You can Google everything.
Yeah, you know. But I think it's deeper, like, the deeper thing.
You can totally Google baby showers on the internet.
You can't. I think it's just, here's the thing, but if you know your best friend is having a baby, you know, out of courtesy, you do say, hey, you know what, can I help you out?
That's nice. I never did that.
Just to even say it. And I think that was a great comeback by Tiffany.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even offer.
Your next friend that gets a girl pregnant, you need to say, hey, bro, what can I do? How can I
Google
you
out?
Yeah, I was going to say, because, when that happened, it was more like, damn, you sure? You ready for that?
Oh, God.
All right, good luck.
Oh, God.
I think the deeper thing was that she feels like she's losing Tiffany because Tiffany's going through this new phase of life, and she's not there yet.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they put it in there because that happens, you know, as you get older, like late 20s, 30s, that happens. People, their priorities and responsibilities change.
Yeah.
Are we
watching the breakup right now? Is that what we're watching?
Yeah. I don't know yet.
It might make them stronger.
Yeah.
Eventually, when
they're gonna have to just reevaluate their friendships after the baby is born. But it's not impossible. I mean, I think we all have friends that have kids. You can make it work.
Stuff changes, but, you know, you can still keep the foundation a little.
I mean, they were acting like it was... baby, I'll never see you.
But everyone is struggling, though. Each character has so much to face right now. Like Molly, well, especially Molly and Issa.
I was going to say, Kelly's chilling. She's got the new dude that she's talking.
She's like, chill. Yeah, yeah.
They're all low-key living the good. I mean, none of them are like real pressed out here.
Right. Speaking of baby, Dro is having a baby.
Wow. Wow.
I am so over him.
He is so slimy.
Slimy.
That's the best word. How else can you describe
it? Like, Issa, girl, you can write him out the show, honestly. Like, I'm fed up with him.
No, I mean...
I feel like he was unnecessarily rude to her at the baby shower for no reason. Like, why? This is a happy environment. There's a new life coming in. Like, why are you have this attitude?
Molly made it clear, though. Don't call me. Don't text me. Let's not hang out because I don't know what this is. And he's just respecting her decision. Wouldn't you do that if a girl asked you?
We'll
go crazy. We'll be like, why didn't you hang me up? You said
I agree. So, like, respect her boundaries. Don't be trying to come through at midnight to have sex. But if you guys are in a public space with your friends, it's rude.
Just say hi.
He
did come at her neck. He did.
Like, keep it moving. All of that was unnecessary.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe he's just hurt. I don't know. Maybe he's still processing.
He loves both women, I think.
He needs to focus on his wife and his child.
His pregnant wife. His pregnant Why? Well, okay, so why was that? This is another thing that kind of went over, like,
I don't get it.
He's pregnant, so what? Like, why was that, like...
A big deal?
Yeah.
Well, it's like they're still having sex. They're actually really happy, you know?
It
closes a complete door, right? She was... Not that she wanted to go back, but still, the door's completely closed. He has a child with a woman he's married to.
You're right. Yeah. Versus before,
he was always married to her. Though.
You're right though, because now she doesn't have that chance to kind of sneak her way in and get them divorced and all that thing. Because now it's like there is an actual human being created in the process.
I feel like she never had that. He's always been married. Like you know what it is.
Right.
In my eyes, this really doesn't change anything. You could still fuck him because they said it was cool.
Okay. I don't think that Molly necessarily wanted to cause a divorce. I think she was just living in a fantasy where she like had feelings for him, but she knows what the situation is. And it was just, that's kind of why she set the boundaries. Cause it's like, this is getting to be too much.
Mm-hmm.
So by him having the baby, knowing his wife is pregnant, not telling her while they were hooking up, I think that's kind of the issue. It's like, you're hooking up with me. You're not respecting my boundaries. Your wife is pregnant. Like, it's just all so messy. And I just, when you have feelings for someone, regardless of their married or not, you find out they're having a kid with somebody else, you're going to be affected by it.
It hurts you so bad. Yeah.
Now you're going to be like, damn, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Same. Good luck on daddyhood.
But you know what? Yeah, but speaking of Molly, now she's going to have her new boo, the Asian guy.
Well, we can all
that hope. Ain't going to happen.
Oh, no.
That ain't
going to
happen. You think she's going to like him?
No. Molly doesn't like anybody except for Joe. But I wish she would.
I want to give it a try. Like, we can see.
She's not going to like him.
I would love to see that love going on. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't like anyone, really.
Yeah.
And her therapist, by the way, doesn't even know about Dro. That last episode, we just see her mentioning a guy named Dro, and the therapist said, who? So I'm actually excited to see that, too, how that's going to...
You know. If they talk follow
about
that
it.
Up.
Yeah. And why she's kind of messed up now mentally because of all those stuff. So I don't know. We'll see.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm done. I hope that was like, okay, Dro.
Done.
I mean, between the rudeness and the baby.
I still want wife and Molly to have a talk.
I want
her to come to her as a woman.
Oh, no.
She doesn't care, though. She agrees to that open relationship.
Yeah.
Right. So. I get it. But I just feel like something should happen. Like there should be like some type of conversation. Like, yeah, I know you're hitting my man. But, you know, we had to talk.
So, Khalil, what were your thoughts on the confrontation? There wasn't a confrontation, but when they ran into each other in this episode.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's what I'm saying. So that was awkward, right? And it was like, yeah, keep going. Like, bring it up. Like, let's talk about it. And they just kind of was like, oh, no, everything's fine. Yeah. Go say hi. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the quick, like,
get avoid. Off me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They were kind of avoiding it. But I feel like Candace is... I honestly think she's just real cool. Like, real cool with the situation.
She has her people, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, she has her people. She has her guys.
Oh.
And I think she's like, Molly is not the first girl my husband has been with. Probably. She won't be the last. We agreed to this. And so I think she has acceptance. She's strong. Yeah, has acceptance, and she's chilling. Molly is the one that's, like, not okay with the situation. And it's just not for her.
Molly should just block him out of her life.
No more Dro. Asian Bae all the way.
Yeah, Asian Bae is really cute. And his hair and everything.
Really?
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's cute. There's a lot of good-looking men on this show.
Very attractive men on this show. This show just has, like you said earlier, so many different options.
Shout out to the casting director.
Yes. The women and men. Beautiful. Yeah. So attractive.
Okay.
Keeping it PG.
Okay.
He has no thoughts.
Cool. No, but I don't think... I don't know. I'd be surprised if Asian Bae happens. I don't think it will. But
so you think it's just like a temporary...
I think it was... I was sitting here and I saw Dro. So I decided to text you. Once I'm not sitting here anymore, nah, fam.
Yeah. It is like that sometimes. Where you're like, ooh, I'm so shook over this. Like, I'm just going to hit them up just to not think just about it.
Exactly. And then once you leave that environment, you're like, my bad, dog. I wasted your time.
I started something that I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's always those events that kind of take us back to that one person that we should never go back to. But it's just life. It's emotions. We're human beings.
Yeah. No more Joe. He's rude.
No Asian Bay all the way.
No. Okay. That is about to be a thing.
Hashtag.
Right.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
Okay. And Issa is also doing a block party.
Trying to do it.
That was a pivot. I didn't see that coming.
Me neither. Not at all. I thought she was going to work for the music nonprofit that she met at the job fair.
They set it up.
She got the alley-oop. I don't know. I didn't expect the project, but I think it's dope. Like, you know, I think it's cool that she's going after what she actually wants to do.
Yeah.
I respect that.
But
I was
going to say, but now she realizes how hard it is to actually do that. Even asking Lawrence, you know, I need help with this business plan.
Yeah. I don't quite understand why she's doing it, though.
Because she wants Coachella to be basically in the backyard. That's the thing. When they went to Coachella, they're like, heck, how come our neighborhood can't have this? Why do we have to drive all the way out 2 hours to get this? But I think it's a nice thing that she wants to do. Yeah, I think
it's about maybe bringing like culture and music and positivity to the neighborhoods that need it most. I think that's what her vision is. And that's she's cute. Just trying to, it's nice. I'm trying to execute something that makes her, like, happy and passionate as opposed to day-to-day, like, doing something that
we got y'all.
Exactly.
We got y'all.
Like, doing something that she hates.
Y'all need some help.
Oh, my God, look at that.
Sorry, I just feel like if I were her and I wanted to throw a block party for the kids, I would immediately think, let me hit up the guy at the music nonprofit. He probably has all the connects. Yeah. He probably knows how to kind of facilitate this, give me the help that I need. Like, it would be a good networking decision to...
Maybe she will eventually.
I was going to say, maybe we're going that way.
That way. I hope so.
Maybe she might even hit him up with other reasons. Because now that Nathan ghosted her.
No.
We never know. So. We have to see.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But she's on the right path. Like, she's making, I think, all the characters over this season, because as we were talking about, it's only two episodes left, sadly.
I know.
I think they've all made decisions that are putting them towards a better path than where they were when we started out or the end of last season when they were all a mess.
We just need them to stick with it.
But yes.
Yes. We just need them to will they actually stay the course.
Probably not, but...
Okay. Does that bring us into predictions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
And now you're at Buzz TV.
Do you want to go first?
Predictions. Sure. let's see. Predictions. I think Issa's gonna pull off the block party by the end of the season, with the help of either the nonprofit.
In two episodes?
Hey, fingers crossed. Okay. I don't know. Or she's at least going to get the green light for it. And I'm thinking either she's going to get work within the music nonprofit, or maybe she'll work with Lawrence. Maybe. Because she mentioned, any business contacts, and maybe that's how they may grow closer. We'll see.
Rekindle.
Yeah. Or Daniel. He's also a music guy.
Local artist.
Hey, Issa has options. And Issa that's the best options. Life to live. Options. I think Nathan is in some trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he might be a felon bae. Oh. I really do. She's so sad. And I predict that Molly is probably going to have a good curse out at Dro. Like, just let all her feelings out, and then that's going to be deaded. Like,
the Tasha and Lawrence curse out.
Mm-hmm.
Molly's going to have that with Dro. Okay.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I remember that one. That was a word for your ass.
Sometimes you gotta tell people about themselves. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's coming.
Wow. I mean, to add on to that, all that sounds very predictable. I love it. I think Issa we'll go back to Daniel instead of Lawrence, especially for the music thing. I want them to kind of get back together because I feel like before she moved out, that was going to happen. And then she kind of broke in and she moved out, which is great for her own life. Gosh, with Molly, I think she's going to give Asian Bay a chance and actually realize, hey, you know, it's not that bad dating outside of my culture. And yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't see the Asian Bay thing happening. No. Yeah, Nathan is definitely a felon. He's got a couple of charges. It all makes sense now. I knew something didn't feel right. Tiffany and Kelly will patch it up.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
Agree.
Yeah.
And then she threw me for a curveball with this block party. So I don't really know what to think about Issa right now. I'm like, okay.
Surprises.
Cool. But it would be dope to see like a messy block party for like a season finale and like watch something go wrong.
Yeah, I see that.
I can see it. Season finale.
That would be tight.
I'm here for it.
I'd be tight.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I believe that wraps us up then. Yep. Where can the people find you guys?
Hey guys, you can find me at Mariel_Turner. And we also want to let you know the Emmys are tomorrow. So make sure you support our girl Issa. She's nominated for Outstanding Actress. Issa. So check that out.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Louisa Shar.
I'm Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo. Follow everything After Buzz. Like, subscribe, post, comment. We'll write back. And till next Sunday, thanks for joining us.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.